Hello there, my name is Ryan Broderick, and welcome to the audio version of the Garbage Day Newsletter. Listen to the end for a good Tumblr post. What's the end goal here? A few different readers sent me a video this week of someone boiling eggs in a bunch of oil. It's really gross. It's a nonsensical recipe that uses an AI voice for narration and is currently stuck in everyone's algorithm. It checks a lot of my boxes. It comes from a page called Super Recipes with two S's, which posted it to TikTok in March 2023. It currently has 24 million views on the app, with millions more on other platforms. Super Recipes, according to their Facebook page, is a digital media brand owned by a Brazilian company called LS Mota Negocios Digitais Limited, who run several other pages. There's one called Yum Makers, another called Super Gostoso or Super Tasty, and another called Receitas de Jefe or Chef's Recipes. The recipes they're putting on their Portuguese language pages are decidedly less disgusting than the ones they're posting in English. Insert Brazilian jokes about American slop food here. But most of what they're doing is now standard practice. A frying pan, eggs, cheese, hot dogs, more cheese, oil, stuff, stuffed with other stuff. As one user on X wrote underneath the video, imagine this being the entire internet. Well, we don't have to imagine. This is what the internet looks like now. Across the social web, older forms of low-effort engagement bait are getting a brand new coat of AI paint. Every time I poke around a random TikTok that ends up on my For You page, I, without fail, find out it's connected to some weird content farm pumping out AI images on Facebook. I shared a couple little investigations into this on TikTok before I got bored. Also, my dumb old person thumbs just can't figure out how to edit a video on a phone, and I find the entire process excruciating. The most interesting page I've come across was a TikTok account called GreatMovie05, which has 500,000 followers on TikTok. Like Super Recipes, it takes a well-trod genre of viral content, in this case what I'm going to call 12-year-old boy news, videos about Russian prisons, cool boat facts, dash cam recordings, stories about guys getting stuck in caves, and uses an AI to narrate and likely write and compile them. I managed to find a Facebook page with the same username, sharing the same videos that it's posting on TikTok. And when it's not sharing those videos, you know what it's doing? Generating AI photos of Jesus. And I found another Facebook page with the same username, sharing the same videos, which is generating bizarre AI images of children in South Asian villages driving, go-karts made from plastic bottles. The question I have, which I mentioned at the top of this segment, is what is the end goal with all of this? It's clear that for creators, this is just another engagement hack, something you can quickly spit out to enrage old people and mesmerize iPad babies. But I'm less clear how anyone at Meta, or YouTube, or TikTok can look at this and think that it's good, to say nothing of those platforms' advertisers. Last week, 404 Media coined the term zombie internet to refer to the endless wasteland of algorithmically regurgitated and now AI-generated content filling up Meta platforms and thus everywhere else. It's a problem that has gotten so bad that Instagram's official account this week appears to have fallen for an AI-generated photo of Katy Perry at the Met Gala. Which is especially funny because while Katy Perry was not at the Met Gala this week, Instagram head Adam Mosseri was there taking videos on the red carpet with his Meta Ray-Bans. Can't really come up with a better indictment of how thoroughly big tech has broken our ability to understand the world around us than that. This is how I feel all the time now. It's a TikTok from the comedian Zach Woods, and it's sort of like the kind of panic attack you start to get when you turn 33, but he's using a lot of like really fun TikTok filters. A link to that is in today's newsletter.
They told me that social media needs to be hyper-stimulating with lots of cuts and filters, and I guess I need to adjust. But I have to admit, this is one of those things that makes me feel old.
I imagine this feeling of alienation accelerates as you age.
You stop understanding the slang. The music starts to sound like noise.
Some hopefully final Kendrick Drake updates. The Kendrick Drake rap beef has reached its inevitable and very dark conclusion, with Drake's security guard being shot in a drive-by outside of the rapper's mansion. Drake's store in London was also vandalized. I suppose it shouldn't be surprising that the 21st century version of the Tupac Biggie rap beef of the 90s has devolved into decentralized QAnon-style mob violence and, just to be clear here, still baseless accusations of pedophilia and human trafficking. There's also now a lot of conspiracy theories flying around, the biggest of which is the rumor that Universal Music Group stepped in to stop the feud, which, according to TMZ, is not true. Though, on the bright side, creators are making an incredible amount of money, thanks to Kendrick Lamar's decision not to enforce a copyright on his diss tracks. Chaotic violence and viral conspiracies aside, Lamar's four diss tracks are smashing streaming records, and it's likely at least one of them will enter Billboard's Hot 100 next week. As a rapper named Duff Juice wrote on X, this means something. This means a lot, actually. I am resisting the urge to connect this to Taylor Swift releasing what is essentially a 31-track diss record about the 1975's Matty Healy last month, and going long here about the new, darker, hyper-real era of pop culture that's coming into focus right now, but I do think that's what's happening. Apple has finally released slightly better iPads. Apple released an ad for their new M4 iPad Pro this morning, which features a giant hydraulic press crushing things that people use to create art and express themselves down into slime and goo. Which, I know I just said Adam Mosseri filming metaverse content at the Met Gala while AI images of the event wreak havoc on his platform was the best metaphor you could ask for to describe where we are right now, but this might be better. On X, based on the replies to Apple CEO Tim Cook's tweet, Japanese users seem to be particularly enraged by the ad, but I thought New Republic's Aceta Nonuevu had a good take, writing, "The very existence of this ad, all the hoops it had to go through in its creation before getting to the point where it was personally promoted by this CEO, all the people who thought, yes, this is good, says more than thousands of words could about how tech sees the world." But perhaps the worst reaction to this morning's iPad drop was from Apple superfan Marcus Brownlee, who seemed to really struggle to say anything nice about it. Sorry I'm mentioning him a lot lately, but we're in a real gadget moment right now, and it's literally just him and The Verge covering these rollouts aggressively. I actually shopped a Garbage Day gadget review column and/or video series around to a couple media outlets a few months ago because it's not something I can really afford on my own, and found that editors weren't super interested. Anyways, the new iPad is thin, and the pencil can do a barrel roll now, I guess. X is raging over a new TikTok woman. I know I shouldn't take the bait with this stuff, but this morning I decided to look into the new woman that everyone on X is yelling about right now. She posts on TikTok under the name Living Through Love, and based on her content, it seems like she's a small creator sharing updates about what it's like to be a new mother. The video they're all freaking out about right now is one where she throws ice at her bathtub as a way to sort of de-stress without breaking anything or upsetting her family. And this, of course, was just too much for the average X user to handle. The main account leading the dog pile on Living Through Love is called Ketchup Feed, and they've been a big winner of the Elon Musk era of X. I see their posts a lot. They're sort of like a right-wing pop crave, and I was curious what their whole deal is. Well, it turns out their Facebook page was launched in 2016, back when it had a different name. Ian Miles Chong, the far-right influencer and president of Musk's fan club, seems to have rebranded the page as Ketchup in 2022. That was also when it launched a YouTube channel that was, for about a year, hosted by Chong. The Facebook page is now being run by someone out of the UK. Chong lives in Malaysia, and the YouTube channel has a new host. Everyone's talking about John Pork. TikTok is going nuts for John Pork. Who is John Pork? Well, it should be obvious. He's a somewhat horrifying looking humanoid pig man that all the TikTok girlies can't get enough of. But in all seriousness, John Pork is a virtual influencer that launched on Instagram in 2018. Over the last few years, Pork has evolved first into a piece of creepypasta with TikTok users writing scary stories about him. And now, inevitably, everyone's kind of horny for him.
I don't know if this segment works in audio. It's hard to convey, I think.
Four chan users have overrun a dating app. The developers of an app called Duolicious dropped their app on 4chan, and it has predictably turned into a horror show. More than a few folks are now calling it the femcel dating app, but based on the screenshots I'm seeing, it seems like it's overwhelmingly popular with 20-year-old guys who own Nazi memorabilia. It's worth pointing out here how far the Overton window has moved in the last decade. 10 years ago, if 4chan users set up shop on your site, you'd end up with a dozen cable news packages about how you're facilitating extremism, and in certain instances, you might even lose your hosting. Now, Duolicious is posting 4chan screenshots on their official site and bragging about their traffic on X and using Ko-Fi to manage donations. A very good prom video. It's from a user named Kendall Ryan, and it's like a hearse pulling up to a high school, and then a coffin comes out, and then out of the coffin is like an emo girl, and she's with like her emo date. It's really good. You can watch it at the bottom of today's newsletter. Some stray links. First, we have over 100,000 social interactions from the Fediverse to Flipboard, which was posted by Flipboard's Medium account. Then we have this tool shows some Telegram users' approximate physical location, published by 404 Media. And finally, Indians who pre-ordered Teslas in 2016 are giving up and chasing refunds, by Rest of World. You can find all three of those links at the bottom of today's newsletter. And the PS is a good Tumblr post, which was posted by a user named Sacred Portal. And it's like a lo-fi image of a shadowy man wearing a hat with glowing eyes. And it says, "Great work on the internet today, everyone."